Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
All right, let's do it.
But that's future shit. Right now, we're getting to get into some present shit, which is to talk about past shit. So Welcome, Chrononauts, as I guide you through the insanity that is my... So this...
Yay! These are my favorites. These are my favorites.
I was going to say, Scott, I think this is a real exercise for me. Scott is a list guy. He's always... I don't know where I rank right now in his friend list. You know, I know I'm not number one. I just
you're moving up. You're moving up. You're making really good progress.
I don't see him enough to be number one. So I'm fine someone else taking that top spot. But
you're moving up the list, though. You made it. You're definitely in the top 10. So that's good.
Woo! All right.
You know what? Even though I like lists, these are still hard for me. Like, you still have to cut some babies. You know what I mean?
See, I had to throw some. I feel like instead of cutting babies, I threw some trash. Bad. Like, I was like digging through the garbage, like, oh, this apple still got a good bite left in it.
Well, so audience, for those of you, we are now listening, for those that stick with us, we have watched time travel movies for years. We've seen so many. I think we analyze them. We know them better than anybody. It is worthy that we do our top time travel films of all time. Our first time we did top 1 through 10. And you know, 1 through 10, a lot of the same common ones came up. Then we did 11 through 20. And that's where it started differing. But now, my friends, we are doing 21 through 30, okay? 21. And that's where we really start branching out into some weird shit.
And I have my list. I'm just going to say it, I have zero integrity in my list.
Okay.
Like I just, if we did a, let's just say we spent the next 2 months just rewatching all of these movies.
Yeah.
My top 10 probably stays about the same. Like, something I maybe forgot about, like, maybe I'm like, oh my god, FAQ is really fucking good, I gotta push that up the list or something like that, maybe. But my bottom 30 completely changes, I guarantee. Or my bottom, my 21 through 30, I guarantee you, is completely different.
Do you have what do you call it, recent bias?
I tried not to do, because sometimes things just stick. The problem is I don't remember them super duper well. Like, there's just kind of this sticking point in your brain. Right now.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, right now I have Paradox on because I've convinced myself that that is a really good movie. And I don't remember it at all. Ari and I watched it four and a half years ago. Never rewatched it. And It's in my top 20. And I don't know, if I rewatched all of our movies, Paradox either goes to number 5 or falls off the list. So,
wow. So for those of you, I don't know if we need to, should we catch people up and do our list up till now and then branch off? Would that be cool?
We're going to do, this is what I'd like to do. First of all, just for fun, I'm going to throw out our recency bias, or not throw out. Talk about our, since we've been ranking movies, which is shockingly recent, that is a huge oversight in this entire podcast, is deciding a few months ago that we should find some kind of a ranking system. So we've been ranking them for, well, let's just say the last 16 episodes, only 16 episodes, which I guess is 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we cut down maybe a little less than that. Anyways, this is and this it's kind of interesting to look at. Like, we have groups. Like, Scott and I are like, from a distance, they're the same list. But then you zoom in and like, his 3, 4, and 5 are my 5, 6, and 7. You know, things like that. So here's Scott's recency bias, which isn't really bias. So this is just in the last 8 months. This is Scott's bottom to top.
Are we starting with my bottom?
We're starting with your bottom. We're gonna get better. Somewhere in Time.
Oh.
Scott's like, I wish I could put that below my bottom. It's like, I can't believe that's the mirage.
Oh, that's just above it, huh?
Just above it.
Huh.
Do you want to put mirage below somewhere in time?
No.
Oh, you think, okay. Well, let's see if you want
I think mirage is better than Manadu, I think, but.
Well, Manadu's next.
Okay.
They're an hour apart. That's not a small gap to fill.
No.
In the shadow of the moon.
Disappointing.
57 seconds.
Eh.
Which is weird. Like, I feel like that was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if we did our top 100, 57 seconds is probably more middling.
Ugh, at best.
Doctor Who, the blank episode.
Yeah.
Totally Killer.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Scrooged.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're in the top 10. Scrooged is number 10.
Okay.
Number 9, Happy Death Day to You.
Yep.
Twilight Zone Replay.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Which was actually good. It was a little rushed, but it's a TV show.
TV took over for us this season. TV got the top votes for me, it seems like.
It really did. Synchronicity.
Yeah.
South Park Gooback.
That's a surprise to all of us, folks. It's funny. They come up with some great ideas. Oh, wait. Yeah, they did change history by turning gay.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not going to procreate. We're going to turn gay.
We're going to kill the future by having non-procreational sex. And even above that, American Dad, the greatest X-Men
story. That surprised me. Yep.
Yeah. Those are both not much lower, but again, those are lower for me. Now we're getting into the good stuff. Loki.
Yeah, great. Great season.
Another TV show. Groundhog Day.
Classic.
Bodies.
Great job.
Scott's number one spot in the last half year of podcasting, the Time Pop podcast, The History of Time Travel.
Also a surprise. That one, you and I were like, we didn't even know we liked it until we talked about it. We're like, wait, they did kind of a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mine is, like I said, mine's pretty close. Let me see what any of the big differences are. Like 57 seconds is the same for us. That's both number 13. Manadu is both 15. I had Groundhog Day in the top, which we're going to talk before we sign off today to say, hey, Dez, let's talk some more about Groundhog Day. I'll just do mine a little bit quicker just in case anyone's keeping score. Here's my bottom to top. Mirage, Somewhere in Time, Manadu, Doctor Who, 57 Seconds, In the Shadow of the Moon, Happy Death Day to You, Totally Killer, South Park Goobacks, Twilight Zone Replay, American Dad, Scrooged, Bodies, Loki. Ooh, Synchronicity. I put that much higher than you. That's way up there at number 3 for me. History of Time Travel, number 2, and Groundhog Day, number 1.
This is actually the most you and I have like agreed, I feel like. We're mostly... Or, you know, agree with what was good and what was bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be interesting, like, my Run P app, when I sign into my Run P app and pick a movie, they say, what do you think it will score? And then after the movie, they ask you, now what did it score? And I feel like I would watch the movie, but before talking to you, I should score it. Like History of Time Travel ranks much lower before our conversation.
Right.
Which is what we're here to do. We're here to spark conversation. All right. The big question, Scott, anything. So everybody, this is a full, we've watched a lot of movies since our top 10. So I don't know if Scott fully agreed with it or not, but I was like, it's kind of a top to bottom 1 through 30 because we've watched so many new movies that it's quite possible that something could sneak into our top 10. Did anything get kicked out of your top 10?
Oh, I didn't realize we were changing the early stuff.
I mean, if it's really, really good, well, let me just jump in.
I didn't.
I was fully ready to put something new in my top 10.
Okay.
And I didn't. I didn't.
I didn't. My top 10's holy.
Is it though? Like nothing like, no one could ever.
I think I stand by it. I stand by the top 10.
I mean, what if Tenet came out this year? Would you be like, oh, that's number 11?
I hear you. But nothing. No Tenets have come out. I mean, since Tenet.
We do have a lot coming out. I was looking at the schedule again for this year. We've got an exciting year. Time travel movies. We got at least like 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Like advertisable new ones, not sneaky fucking Netflix time travel.
Can I share my top 10? I mean, they can also find it on What Sounds Awesome.
Yeah, no, no. While we're talking about it, yeah, yeah. Let's hear your top 10, Scott.
All right, here we go, folks. And my method, you know, I go through all of our episodes. I look back at what we've done. I look at Barry's list. I kind of write down mine and then I organize them. It's a deliberate, extensive method. I don't know what Desmond's methods are.
Like I said, he's constantly like listing. Every time he goes out to dinner, he's like, where are we at? Where are we at? Where's this steak at? Is this steak?
Lists. All right, here we go. Number one. It's no surprise to anyone that listens to our episodes that I mention Interstellar once every episode. The best time travel film, number one, most realistic using gravity, is Interstellar. Number two, the classic Back to the Future. Number three, the time travel enthusiast film of choice, Predestination. Number four, Tenet, fucking killed it, changed the game, revolutionary. Number five, Back to the Future 2. Again, classic, goes back and forth. 12 Monkeys, number six, right? Is he crazy or did he time travel? Number seven, the surprise hit for me, Donnie Darko. Very cool film. A lot to analyze, a lot to go into to figure out what the fuck is going on. Number eight, Endgames. What an epic masterpiece. Brought in a lot of good time travel theory. Wrapped up their story with it. Such a clever, incredible use. Number nine, my weirdo factor that no one else agrees with, The Butterfly Effect. What a weird, dark, psychological film. But I always love examining, you know, the ripple effect. And it's such a cool psychological thing. 10, Primer. Another one that's the time traveler enthusiast's enthusiasm film. For us, that's kind of, you know, one of the first brain fuck time travel films.
Oh, Primer is why we have a, you can say what you will about Back to the Future, Primer is the reason we have a podcast.
Right. All right, Des.
All right. Let's talk about
before you do it. What's your method? Do you review the old episodes? Do you just pick it from memory?
I go from memory. My top 10, like you said, those are movies I've rewatched possibly all my life, if not recently. So that's a pretty solid list. Like my 21 through 30 was all instinct, all gut, I did a few Google. I mean, because there's some of them where it's like, wait a minute, which one was that?
But you don't go back to like our podcast list and look at what we've done. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just to refresh your brain.
So it's what I did this time for sure. I'm going to have a big honorary mention this time. Because this time I was just like, I just went through because I took our full list of podcasts and just copied and pasted. Like, I think I like that. 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 That's a good one. You know, and it ended up with like 25 movies that were just out from the gut. Good, 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 good. And then I just slowly started putting them on the list. And then once I put them on the list, I'm like, I think that there is some shift in my 11 through 20. There has been a shift there. But for the most part, I just want to talk about our big departures from our top 10. I'll go through my full top 10 here in just a minute.
Yeah.
Donnie Darko, not on my list.
It's not even in your 30?
Period. Did it make my 30?
Wow, okay.
Did it make my 30? It did not.
Okay. Hey, you have Paradox as your number six. That's not in any of my.
Yeah,
it's nowhere near.
Did you even remember watching that one with Ari? Like we did that one so
just
early.
Barely.
You might not have even watched it.
I think I watched it, but.
Back to the Future 2 is my number one. I don't care if Back to the Future was it. 12 Monkeys, not on my list.
Anywhere?
The Butterfly Effect, not on my list.
Wow. Okay.
The Butterfly Effect probably should be because it's such interesting discussion, but it's just such a bad movie. It's just such a... That's one where I have been like... I've heard a lot of other people talk about that movie and they've kind of sucked me in. Like if I just shut my brain and watch The Butterfly Effect, I'd probably enjoy it.
What's the opposite of recency bias? Nostalgia?
Alzheimer's?
I remember seeing that as a young kid, not realizing that some people might think it's bad. And so I think I'm able to go back to that, you know, the opposite of recency bias.
One that is in my top 10 that is so far at least not on Scott's top 20, The Infinite Man. Time Lapse. So I'm going to go through my top 10 here.
Time Lapse is not in my top. Oh, yeah. Go through it. We'll go through one by one.
Back to the Future 2, Primer, Predestination, Triangle, Tenet, Paradox, The Infinite Man, Time Crimes, Interstellar, Time Lapse.
Okay. Time Lapse is not in my top 30. I'm not going to comment on a few other ones. Some of them will pop up. Some of them pop up later. So Desmond's got, yeah, what I call the mindfuck films, the ones where you need to look at a map after. It's Desmond likes those. And mine took a little bit later to get on there. But yeah. Yeah, we got some disagreements out there.
We do. We do. I love it.
But we both have Predestination as number 3. So that's something.
Predestination is up there. Tenet is up there. Yeah, I guess it's like a... Oh, that's right. I put Interstellar at 9. That's...
You travesty. Travesty.
That's...
You put Interstellar after Time Crimes and Paradox? You put Interstellar after Paradox?
Yeah.
People, I will... If you DM me, I'll give you his address. You could throw poo bags at his house.
I think it should go at number 6. I'm not going to change it right now, but I think Interstellar is still number 6 for me.
All right.
I'll put it above Paradox, but Back to the Future ain't moving. Primer ain't moving. Predestination ain't moving. Triangle, I get it, but it's such a good fucking time travel movie.
Triangle might make it in me. You'll see.
And then Tenet isn't going anywhere either. So yeah, I could slip Interstellar in at number 6.
Folks, if you want to check these out again, yeah, you can go to whatsoundsawesome.com. There's a big thing where it shows the best time travel movies by Time Pop on the top. You can just click on it and see these lists. And see if you agree or don't agree.
And if you're not sure, watch the movie and then check out our episode on it.
Hey, it might change your mind.
And you know what? Timepoppod@gmail.com. Tell us why you're wrong. Don't just yell at the person next to you on the bus who doesn't care. Tell us. Let's hear your top 30.
All right.
And if there's something in your top 30 that we haven't even watched yet, we got to get on that. So my list gets shook up pretty quick.
All right. I didn't shake my 11 through 20 up, so I can read them off pretty quick.
All right. Bang out your 11 through 20.
All right. 11, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Again, some of the films we do, it's because of the science. Some are classics. Some are fun to watch. That's a classic. That has been doing time travel since right after Back to the Future. Sorry you couldn't make it to the top 10, Bill and Ted. It was hard. And then at 12, Edge of Tomorrow. Would I suggest Best of the Loop films? So smart, so action-packed, so awesome. 13, Looper, which when I saw in the theater, I was like, okay. And then I rewatched it. I was like, oh no, this is pretty clever. It's pretty awesome. Looper. 14, Hot Tub Time Machine. Like Bill and Ted. Very fun, very watchable. You don't, time travel doesn't always have to be so serious. You can have fucking fun with it. Number 15, Time Crimes, which Desmond had an 8. Now Scott has entered the mindfuck genre with Time Crimes. Again, you need a little map to see who's in what timeline. Number 16, fact about frequently asked questions about time travel. I got a lot of fun romps here, a lot of fun comedy romps.
You do.
Number 17, X-Men, Days of Future Past. It's fun. They do some cool stuff going into the past. Going back and rewatching it, it brought it back for me. 18, Sorry It Took So Long, Terminator. You're a classic film. You also time travel from very early on. It just doesn't feel like it's as big a part of the film. It just sets up the film, which is why I guess I put it late, but it belongs there. 19, surprised me that I put this. Time Traveler's Wife, although it's this romance, it's so cool that he just comes in and out throughout her life. He can't control it. It's not like he's in a time machine and she has to just be married to like a 20-year-old and a 40-year-old. It was kind of cool. And then Palm Springs, also a surprise at 20. Pretty good for a loop film. Again, I guess I've got 4 like good, take it not so seriously, fun time films in this list. But I could change some of these. I'll think about it, but I have not for right now.
Yeah. Again, my major omissions. No Terminator on my list.
At all in the 30?
We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Okay. Scott. Okay.
No Time Traveler's Wife.
Okay.
Palm Springs is way up there, number 14 for me. That didn't sneak in. I stamped that with approval. And actually, yeah, before I do this, I need to get serious here, because what you're looking at is no longer my 11 through 20.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So right away, I had some big ones that I wanted to add to the list, and I didn't feel comfortable infiltrating my top 10. But number 11, coming in hot.
Okay.
Number one, number 11, double ones with a bullet, the Volvo commercial with Robert Downey.
Whoa! I didn't do TV. I thought we were doing films.
If we have talked about, I know we have this argument every time. Like I said, K63 is on my list.
Right. Okay.
If we've talked about it.
Anyway, I get it. I mean, I don't like that you're replacing Endgames with it, but that does deserve placement.
Number 12, also new on the list.
Ooh.
Scott, this may change Scott's mind. Scott might have to go in and shake up his 11 through 20. History of Time Travel.
Whoa! That's like a rookie going right to the All-Star game. That beat Endgame?
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, things are happening. Guys, we're just tearing to shreds our time continuum. Okay.
Number 11 now. New at number 11, settling in at a little lower spot. Doesn't have quite so much responsibility. You can just hang out and be a fun movie. Avengers.
You mean 13?
Or yeah. At was 11, now 13. Avengers Endgame.
Wow.
Stain. The rest of it is Stain. I went hard. I was like, I'll tell you what I kicked off in a minute. Oh, no, I did. Okay. Sorry. Getting off track. 14, still Palm Springs. 15, K63, as mentioned, not a movie, don't care. K63 is amazing. K63 is the reason most of you found this podcast. 16, Looper. 17, Project Almanac.
Wow. Almanac's not in my 30.
New at 18, taking the place of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Whoa.
And I'm just going to, I'm going to, spoiler alert, Hot Tub Time Machine did not make it back on my list.
That is a surprise. You like the wacky comedy. You like that film. Wow.
I had a lot of, we'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
18, moving up from 19, Needle in a Time Stack. 19, moving up from 20, Time Freak.
Surprising, not in my top.
New at number 20, Bodies.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Scott says fair. Three movies that used to be your, I know you at home, you're looking at the list going, but, just not there anymore, which is crazy that they were in my top 20 and now they're not in my top 30, but we watched some good movies.
Yeah. Wow. You made some changes. You really tore things up a little bit.
Quantumania off the list.
That's all right. That's not on my list.
Boss Level.
And I'm a Marvel enthusiast.
Off the list.
Off the list entirely? You loved Boss Level.
I know.
Oh man, I don't know if you're thinking straight. I'm concerned with your removing Boss Level for you and Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine. Again on a rewatch, I might be like, oh yeah. No, that is.
I mean, Boss Level. You're a video game guy.
I had an issue. I don't know why the Loop movies weren't. I wasn't begging to cram a bunch of Loop movies in my list. I don't know why. You know, just feeling it. Like I said. New day, new list.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah. So the new list will be posted. If you're listening to this podcast, the new list is up and you should check it out.
Wow. I'm going to check it out.
Holy shit, Scott.
Wow. You weren't afraid, right? You weren't afraid to go in there, make the changes that needed to happen. You're like the consultant that came in and fired half the company. Yo, you're gone. What do you do? I'm a people person.
Not for me. I'm a person and you're not people.
What would you say you do here?
Well, I talk to the people.
All right. So now are we ready for the big 221 to 30?
I am, Scott. I want to hear yours.
Are we going to just trade off? We go one and one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot how we do this. How do we do this, Scott?
I think we usually like alternate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny, by doing 21 through 30, I'm like pretty much ready to do 31 through 40. Like the ones that couldn't make it, my honorable mentions, I have like seven that are ready to go. And so it'd be easy anyway, but
I don't know how I'd rank them. Like there would just be a pile of 40s.
Yeah.
Of 30. Like I couldn't comfortably rank them, but
I will say my list easily, if you look at it, it's a combo of like three things. There's some of the classics that I have not put in yet that need to get in there. There's some of the mindfuck films that haven't gotten their due justice, and some of the new things we've looked into. So, all right, 21. I think this has not been on anyone's. Wait, is this on anyone's list? Let me see. Not on anyone's list, and shame on all of us. And I can say this now because Ari's not currently is taking a hiatus. But 21, Arrival.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Ari hates this film. I don't know why. It's a really cool look at how aliens speak through time. It's pretty cool. It's a real different look at it for time travel. I'm surprised no one's put it in up to 21. I felt like it deserved its justice. So welcome, Arrival. You're in 21. If Ari was here, she'd be tearing her hair out and throwing it at me.
I think Arrival is, I know it took Ari a little longer to actually exit the podcast, but I think Arrival, if we look back on this podcast, that was the beginning of the end. I think she started counting days after Arrival. She's like, if we're doing this fucking movie and calling it an episode, I don't know how much longer I can pretend.
I mean, Arrival, the entire film, they, you know, time is not linear and it's all at the same time. And that ends up being embodied in the editing of the film. That's a cool concept.
Yeah.
That's how they see time. That's how I see time. I'm probably an alien. It's probably why I put this at 21.
Well, I'm going to just mention it now while we're on the subject. Arrival is definitely in my honorable mentions. It did not get in my 30. It's funny. It's one of those movies that's probably, which is weird because this usually means it should be in my top 10. The rewatchability of Arrival is high. I would rewatch that movie above a lot of other movies on my list first. It's a good watch, but for some reason, I guess just time, it's just because you don't really realize it's time travel until the very end. So, you know, it's far from one of Desmond's favorite mindfuck films. So,
yeah,
no graph needed for Arrival. No. just one flat circle. Number 21 for me, which I'm kind of surprised now that this is at least below Arrival, if somewhere else. Loki. Number 21.
Yeah.
It's just great, you know, for a show to maintain that level of time travel fuckery and not make it too much, you know, to not just be like, okay, now we're just being stupid. That's not an easy thing to do. So way to go, Loki.
Very well done. Yeah. I didn't put shows on mine. I don't know. I'm a weird purist. I might revisit some of those ideas because Loki and Bodies are pretty exceptional. And K-63, those three are all in my honorable mentions. Loki, K-63, and Bodies. Maybe I'll revisit some stuff. My next one is going to be a surprise.
Ooh.
22. And it raises lots of questions with our lists. This one is just a classic. It is not a fine piece of cinema and it doesn't revolutionize time travel, but fuck, this belongs in the list. And it Back to the Future 3.
Oh, whoa.
I can't put it back too far. It's still part of the trilogy. But as I was looking this over, Des, you don't even have Back to the Future 1 in your top 20, do you?
I don't. Oh,
you don't?
No, it's not on my list.
I'm not even talking about three. You don't even have one.
Wow.
That's a bit of something.
And Ari cheated. She put one and two in the same slot. So you have three slots now taken up by Back to the Future movies.
They belong. Wow. They belong in there. Although, I don't know. Maybe I'm regretting it because there's other things that got nicked. We'll stick with this for now. I'll see if I have to make some changes.
Well, when we back for our top 50, we might have to make all franchises. If we're going to put TV shows on here, which are basically a franchise, then maybe we think about.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know.
But I can't believe you don't have Back to Future 1 in your top 20.
Yeah.
That's suspect. That is suspect, my friend.
That is.
You put the history of time travel over Back to the Future? Think about your choices.
Well,
what's your
everyone knows that by putting Back to the Future, God, Back to the Future 2 is number one, too. Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I should have put 3. But...
Well, one of these days, we are going to do a rewatch. And when I rewatch them, I'm going to number them as we watch them. And I'm going to stand by my list. Number 22 for me, finally coming in, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Finally.
Right there. And everyone, check the notes, check the podcast notes if you want to know where our original discussion for top 10 and our original discussion for top 20 are. They're in there. Some of these movies we're not going to go as deep on.
Yeah.
Because we have already. But Edge of Tomorrow, just action, time travel, loop. Well,
Emily Blunt's a badass.
Emily Blunt's amazing. It's just everything about it. It's just a great, great movie. For someone to finally, like, so many of these movies, like, as soon as a producer hears time travel, they're like, can you do it on 100,000? You know, and for someone to see Edge of Tomorrow and just be like, you know, we're gonna start with 50 million just for actors, and then we'll worry about our special effects budget later, is impressive.
It's you know, eventually we should all make sub lists. Like, we should do a top 10 loop film lists.
Yes,
I think that would be fun. You know, maybe after we get past like 30 or 50, whatever. But okay, yeah, that belongs there. Number 23. I'm putting another classic that probably should have been in here. Again, these are classics. They set the standard. Although not revolutionary, they set a tone. I put Groundhog Day at 23.
Oh.
Is Groundhog Day in your top 20?
We're going to have a little discussion. Well, you know what? Let's just have it now.
Oh, it's not. It's not surprising. You like Groundhog Day more than me, even.
My recency bias put Groundhog Day so high that the groundhog's shadow is cast all over the movie Interstellar. That's how high I ranked Groundhog Day. It is not on my list anywhere still after the top 30. So that just goes to show you folks what a good discussion can do to me, but in true retrospect. And I told you, I don't know why in doing this, like, I got Edge of Tomorrow on there because that does so fucking many things so well. But for some reason, loop movies, I was just like, nah, I like them, but nah. So,
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so Groundhog Day, yes. And check out both of our Groundhog Day discussions. And soon to be, and just to let everyone know, Ari put Groundhog Day at number 8.
Wow.
Number 8, folks.
She's a sucker for the love stories.
She is.
Yeah. What's your 23?
The Map of Tiny Perfect Things.
Oh, speaking of love stories.
Yeah.
You have that, but you don't have Back to the Future 1.
I just realized I'm just shitting all over my own insights. A loop movie.
Yeah, it's a loop. It's a lesser loop film. And you love Groundhog Day. Jesus. That did not make it in my top 30. That's like a teeny romp romance.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just, again, as I'm looking at all the movies that were kind of on my list, I'm like, okay, is this one above that one? Is that one above this one? Just the idea of running around creating the perfect day and also creating the perfect day for others around you. Like, if you're going to be stuck in a loop, you know, and I guess Groundhog Day kind of does it, but it just takes him so long to not be an asshole that, you know, there's just a sweetness of the Map of Tiny Perfect Things that I felt needed to be on the list right here, right now.
Yeah. All right. You're a romantic at heart. All right. Number 24. You probably even forgot that this exists. Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes.
Oh,
that was a cool film. That was a cool film. Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes.
Sorry, I'm typing. I'm not in odd silence, everyone.
That was I believe that was in Ari's top something. It's in her top 20 for sure.
It was oh no, it wasn't. It might have.
It's in her top 20.
No, it's not.
It says Beyond the Infinite.
Oh, there it is. Beyond the Infinite. There it is. Okay.
What was that for her? It was she put it as number 14, yeah.
Number 14. Yeah.
Japanese film, they just play around a lot with like two TVs that are 2 minutes apart upstairs and downstairs. It gets crazy. They have a lot of fun with it. Really cool film.
that was a really neat film. Again, another, like, you know, probably made with, you know, on one person's credit card.
Yeah.
They were able to do that whole movie. And not easy either. Like, you know, doing cheap special effects would be way easier probably than figuring out how to synchronize all those screens and get them.
Yeah.
You'll find out soon enough how much I am behind Beyond the Infinite 2 minutes, but a really, really great movie. And like I saw that's when we learned the term Drost effect.
Yeah.
And I saw a can of Drost in a bakery last summer, and it made me so, so happy that forever, that'll be it. For my number 24, Synchronicity. I still.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, it was a surprise. You and I like that one.
Yeah. This is one of those that I keep on having to look up and just kind of like, this is one of those that I just get a feeling like I have trouble like actually recalling specifics of this movie. I just remember watching it and being like, oh. And then same thing when we're talking about it, just like, oh yeah, that is cool. You know, on the level of, you know, a Primer budget, stuff like that. And they did a really good job.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'm going to do the next. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, we'll get into more. But like this film also, because they clearly worship Blade Runner, the style and the music was kind of great. They did well with low budget. You and I were both impressed with that. We've had a few success stories recently. We've got a few surprise hits.
I like the, like, when you fuck with time so much. I mean, I don't like it. This is terrifying. But it just goes to show that if you don't fucking map out your situation like they did in History of Time Travel, you're probably going to have to kill yourself. Like, that's just... Oh, yeah. And the way it ended with it being in a... That's right. It was time travel and timelines. Yeah. Synchronicity is great.
Yeah. It's cool.
There we go. I had a little trouble recalling.
All right.
I'm going to jump to my 25 because it's Beyond the Infinite 2 minutes.
Ah, good for you. I'm like, you probably don't remember this film and you're just watching your mouth. You're just like, you dickbag. It's my number 25.
I mean, I'm still a dickbag. But
yeah. Great. Good. You did remember it. Awesome. Look at us. See, we're coinciding. Now, what's fun for that? My 25, 24, Beyond the Infinite, 2 minutes for me, bounce to your 25, Beyond the Infinite, 2 minutes. And to my 25, let's stay on an infinite rock block and do The Infinite Man.
Oh, yes.
I'm getting my mindfuck films in there. You have that in your top 10, right? I believe. Infinite Man is your number 5. Yeah. Anyway, it finally made it to my list. Low budget, Infinite Man. On Desmond's top 10 and my 25, low budget, simple film, two people at a hotel. And man, there's different timelines and you need a map to pay attention. It's just Infinite Man, number 25. Great mindfuck film. Simple, low budget, makes you think. I had to get my mindfuck films in there.
And yeah, to remind everyone, that's my number 7. Number 7 is The Infinite Man. Another, like, we could make The Infinite Man. Like,
yeah,
if we had a week off and $3,000, we could make The Infinite Man. I don't know what we're doing this dumb podcast for when we could be making Infinite Man all over the place. Awesome. God, I complain about this every time we do this, and I'm going to keep complaining because it's fucking true. God damn it, I need to rewatch some of these movies.
Okay.
All right, Serpentine style. 26, Scott. What's your 26?
Oh, my 26? Okay. I got Boss Level in there. I thought that was a pretty great loop film. It was pretty fun. You know, did a good job with the loop film, brought a lot of action. You know, I don't know. With looking at my list of some that didn't make it, I have some regrets, like Back to Future 3 and Boss Level. I'm a little bit like, but I'll stick with it for now. Boss Level, really fun loop film.
It really was another just great action movie. Like, I love taking that, you know, and like Scott said earlier, it's like a video game movie. And
that used to be in your top 10, 11 to 20, right? Yeah, it used to be your 13. It went from 13 to out. How does that happen?
I don't know, Scott. Recency bias.
Okay. Anyway, Boss Level 26.
I haven't been playing enough video games or I haven't been playing enough action video games lately. So the idea of restarting a level with a gun in my hand is falling short. I've been playing too much car golf. Yeah. You heard me right. Car golf.
Okay.
At number 26, finally in my list, let's see, we're going to Scott's number 6, Ari's number 15, and now Desmond's number 26, 12 Monkeys.
There we go. Took a second.
Yeah, I think it's just because we don't, it's only probably time travel. I think that's my problem with 12.
No, I think it ends up being that it is. It did happen.
He definitely dreamed it for sure.
I mean, he killed himself, so it happened. He closed the loop.
Did he kill himself?
He has to. Of course it worked because he's the one who, like, the boy sees dying in the future. He had time travel.
So the boy, but he doesn't kill himself, does he?
No, but he does die. The boy sees himself dying. So that means he time traveled. It means it was real.
Yeah. When we rewatch it, we'll find out.
All right, whatever. Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Exactly. And again, shitting all over my current discussion about forgetting about loop films. I know this is a recency bias, but it's such a surprise hit that I'm going to surprise everybody by putting Happy Death Day at number 27.
You said Happy Death Day at 27?
Yeah.
Great. Happy Death Day. I liked it. It's easily watchable. It's fun.
It's a really good movie. It's fun to watch. It led to a pretty good sequel, and hopefully it'll be part of an amazing trilogy someday. We're getting there. I kind of fought because I was like, I don't think I want both of these on my list. You know, a good movie is a good movie.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, Totally Killer. And I was like, no,
me too.
Happy Death Day is better than Totally Killer.
I had the same exact thing. I was like, that was fun, Totally Killer. But I was like, no, Death Day beats Totally Killer. And then Death Day 2, I wanted to pull an Ari and be like, oh, Death Day and Death Day 2, both in this slot. Because Death Day 2 actually got more complicated. But in that series, Death Day, Happy Death Day is the classic that starts it. It deserves the love.
And 2U is one of those movies that fell apart discussing it.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was the first time I saw Happy Death Day to You, I was like, this is fucking amazing. And then the second time I watched it, I'm like, this is pretty good. And then we talked about it, I'm like, this is Swiss cheese.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That was your 27?
27.
All right. For 27, my friends, I'm bringing it in. History of Time Travel.
There we go. Wow.
Desmond's new 11, I think, my 20 or whatever it was, my 27. This film, I started watching it. It was slow. Ari fell asleep in the first 5 minutes. I'm like, this blows. And then by the end, you're like, oh, that's a real creative way where the format of the documentary has changing as you're watching it, as they keep jumping back in time. That's pretty cool. No one's done that. And as Desmond and I talked it out, we're like, I think they don't have any loopholes. I think they kind of covered it, if we went through this list to find films that don't have any holes in it, that might be three at most.
Yeah.
If even.
Yeah. And it would be, you know, and people could probably send in their letters and fill it up with holes for us.
I applaud these low budget films that can pull off smart, intelligent, thought-provoking time travel films. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so good. It's such a brilliant idea for someone that's like, I don't have the money to do what I want to do. And this was such, I assume this was not his first plan. This seems to me like something, it was a school project.
Yeah.
And, you know, he kept talking to his professor and he's like, you know what we could do? How about we do this? You could afford this. And
it's a cool way to tell a time travel story.
Very creative. Very cool.
You're always seeing the protagonist. You're not seeing a show getting shifted as time changes. It's cool. So now as we're snaking, just to bring this will feel nice for us because you and I are snaking around each other. 28 for me. Happy Death Day.
Yeah.
Brought it in. So we both got that in our 20s. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's watchable. Death Day to You is in my honorable mentions.
Awesome. Awesome. I ended up kind of looping them. I was like, if I put one on the list, I'm going to just knock the other one off and just not let them occupy. So I think I had 2U on the list for a while. And then the movie that most people don't know exists, and those who do don't remember it at all. It's been one of my kind of favorites ever since I've watched it. I know it's not, you know, the best. I'll quit giving a caveat. So I'm going to stand behind my list. Quit giving a caveat, Stiz. Just stand behind it. Plus One. I love Plus One. It's a unique little time travel movie where time kind of keeps resetting in one place, but it's not. But people aren't looping through it. There's a party going on in the house, and then the party in the house moves to the backyard, and then the party in the house restarts, and then the backyard moves to the pool house, and then everything shifts again, and it ends up turning into a bloody massacre because all of these kids panic, and the only thing you're allowed to do to your doppelganger is kill it. Apparently, like, there's not much of a movie discussion about what you should do when you find your doppelganger, but everyone kind of universally exists that you need to stab that motherfucker in the face.
Wow. Yeah. I'm like, which one was that? I was like, I don't remember what happened in it. That's the one with the big pool scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still unique and fun and different and interesting. And just one of those movies that always just kind of sticks with me that, like, you know, again, if we watched all 100 of these movies back to back to back, it'd probably fall off my list. But that one's always kind of a little earworm.
But still no Back to the Future 1.
Oh, Scott, you ready for this? I'm going to melt your fucking brain.
Melt it.
Because you know I like the mindfuck films.
Okay.
And I don't care. You just said it about Back to the Future. You know I don't care what came first. I don't care what led to the mindfuck film.
Okay.
I just enjoy the mindfuck film. And this is my way of putting the whole series on the list by picking my favorite time travel movie in the series. Terminator Genesis.
Wow.
It is the best time travel Terminator, without a doubt. Because every other Terminator, like you said, the time travel is just the seed that starts the action movie. That's great and fun. But it's just like, but Genesis, they actually go back to the first movie and then they fuck up the first movie and then they create basically a new T2. Like, they don't, but like because of fucking up the first one. And just as far as not tying mindfuck time travel movies, Terminator Genesis is number one.
Wow. Mind melted.
Terminator.
That's your 20.
Genesis.
That's your 29?
That is my 29.
All right. For 29, I'll make you happy that we are coinciding again. I've got synchronicity.
Yes.
I liked it too. I guess it won me over with the style and the music and the, it was fun. I got it in there. 29. You're welcome.
Very cool. Thank you very much, Scott. I don't know why I'm thanking you. It's your list.
You're welcome. And 30.
It is. I will say it is validating.
Yeah.
You know, when you're putting some movies on the list, you're like, I guess synchronicity. Like, to have you do it too. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not total garbage.
All right. No, yeah. I got history of time travel. I got synchronicity. I put it in my 20s. You got to put that in your teens.
Yes, I did.
And then 30, my final one in the, and this was hard, folks, but as I was saying earlier, there was some mindfuck films that, like, I have to give them their due. While they're not great cinematic experiences, they challenge the notion of time travel. They're well thought out. You got to follow the map and figure out what the fuck happened. And so eventually, and this will make Desmond feel good, number 30, I put Triangle on the list.
Yes!
Triangle, you made it. You made it.
Oh,
that's going to make Barry feel good. If he listens to this, it's going to make Desmond feel good.
Oh, God.
These are crafted films. Before I move on to my 30s to 40s, the mindfuck films are taken care of. Your Time Crimes, your Triangle, your Infinite Man. What didn't make it, I think for either of us, was 41, which is not that great. Which is, that's where he went through the floor of the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But these three stick out, I think, as the three top. Primer also was probably in that mindfuck genre.
Which barely made your top 10. Barely.
Yep, barely.
You'd probably, if we redo this list, Primer might wind up in the teens somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't love Primer. The rewatchability is not great, but it's essential. It's the doing a smart film on a low budget. Yeah.
All right.
All right. What's your 30?
This is when I break the whole list. I'm sorry. I don't care. We talked about it. There's a Time Pop episode on it, so it counts. I know there's some issues with this in general. I don't care. I enjoyed the ride. I loved the experience. Lost, episode
Oh, okay.
Season 4, episode 5, The Constant.
Yeah. That's a classic.
It is. I really loved Lost. You know, it was towards the end of that TV time when if you didn't catch it on Wednesday, you didn't get to watch it. And like I had a ritual because we didn't have a, you know, Comcast wasn't doing DVRs yet and we didn't have a TiVo. So I would watch the episode of Lost. I would listen to two or three podcasts. And then the next week they would show last week's episode before this week's episode. So I could rewatch it. That was the only way I could rewatch it. And I enjoyed that experience. And it did some cool time travel stuff. I know, people. I know the show broke everything at the end of it. And I don't care. It was a great ride. And at least for a while,
yeah,
it was time travel-y.
I stand by Lost. It was a good series.
Very, very good.
It was hard to deliver a proper ending after all that happened.
Yeah.
All right. We got lists.
We got lists, everyone. Please, this list is on there. Help it inspires you to watch some movies. If you're like, holy crap, they got through 30 and they still haven't watched this movie, or they still haven't talked about that movie, or I can't believe this one didn't make their top 30. Please send your lists, your ideas, what you think we missed to timepoppod@gmail.com. And I have therapy in 2 minutes. But before I get to my therapy, everybody, I do need to hear Scott's. I could talk about this forever. I knew an hour.
Honorable mentions.
I knew an hour was going to be cutting it a little bit short. But this is so fun. We need to do more just general time travel discussions. Like I said, I think I'm going to try to figure out how to do live episodes. And even if we do a live episode for four people, if those four people chime in and add to our discussion, it'll be totally, totally worth it and a lot of fun. I don't know why I put these off. I always put these episodes off.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And when we do them, it's like, I think we should, like every other episode should just be us talking about all the movies we've watched.
Yeah, and sublists. So my honorable mentions that didn't make it, Adam Project, which was pretty great. I just wish, I don't know why it hasn't made it. It should be in there. T2, it just, the time travel wasn't great, but an essential classic. 1 Minute Time Machine, they did a short that was great. Needle in a Time Stack, which you did, which has got some cool travel ways. Synchronic, which was cool. I liked some of they did that. Bodies, Loki, K63, I agree with you. Happy Death Day 2. Those are my honorable mentions.
Well, and so, yeah.
You got any?
So my honorable mentions, like I said, as I went through, I just threw everything at the wall that wasn't on my list yet that could make my list. And then I just kind of slowly either moved them over to the list or deleted them off the list. And this is just what's kind of left. Again, no integrity whatsoever, people. But this is what's still left on my piece of paper that I didn't delete or I didn't put on my list. 57 Seconds. So dumb. I don't care. A Day.
Yeah.
That was good and interesting. Arrival, which will make Scott happy that it was at least in the discussion.
Okay, good.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like,
oh my God, you don't have that yet.
That is not, it's crazy.
Yep.
And I forget that, like, time travel wise, like the way that they like, okay, let's remember to go back and hide the keys. Like, that's a brilliant, brilliant time travel thing. Like, I always forget to give Bill and Ted's enough credit for doing that. Donnie Darko, FAQ about time travel. Groundhog Day. Again, everyone, highest rated by a shout, not on my list. The Tomorrow Job, just a terrible movie, but a little mind fucky. So it's got to be on there. And then Totally Killer is right there.
There it is. All right,
everybody. I got to run and take care. I just mind fucked my brain. So I'm going to go pay my therapist a lot of money to put me back together. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott Lifton. See you in the future, or not. Isn't it good? More lists.
So good. You're selling me on the list.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I want you to make a list of the top 10 reasons we should do more list episodes.
All right. Sub list.
mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.